give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. And how was church last night? Well, we actually had a wonderful, wonderful service here at Bible Baptist Church. Hope you had a good church service where you were, and that God met with you and spoke to your heart, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. We had a marvelous, always just a wonderful midweek service. Now, next week, we won't have Wednesday night. We will have Tuesday night. We always move the Wednesday night service to Tuesday, the week of Thanksgiving. And we do a little worker appreciation night, and we just thank God for the workers that He's given to us here at Bible Baptist Church. And thank God for the laborers that He's given to us, folks who just love the Lord and love to serve the Lord with their life out of gratitude and thankfulness for what He has done for us. And so 1 week from today will be Thanksgiving Day. But as I've said before, every day is Thanksgiving Day for the Christian. It ought to be, because the Bible tells us that in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I hope we'll be praising the Lord every day for His goodness to us. Now, I want you to turn your attention to Philippians chapter 4. Seven powerful words. Philippians 4, familiar verse number 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I'll just know those first seven words. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. Positive thinking may not be something that comes naturally to you. Somebody said, well, I was going to buy a copy of The Power of Positive Thinking, but then I thought, what good would that do? Someone else said, well, a positive attitude may not solve all your problems, but it'll annoy enough people to make it worthwhile. Listen, I'm not just saying have a positive attitude. Because it's, but listen, I will say this, and I can, and a you can attitude that's genuine, not some hyped up positive thinking, can really transform your life. Seven simple, short words. I can. Those are the first two. That's how it starts. I can. Those are positive words. We live in a world that often tells us we can't. Satan loves to tell us that we can't. You can't change. You can't think differently. You can't reach the lost. You can't serve the Lord. Over and over again, he says, can't, you can't, you can't. And God says, yes, you can. We don't develop that I can't attitude. Develop the I can attitude. Notice several things here I want to point out to you that we can do. Number one, I can rejoice. I can rejoice. Philippians 4 and verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That's the 13th time joy or rejoice appears in Philippians. But it's the first time it says in the Lord. And that's where our joy exists. Our rejoicing isn't in the circumstances of life. Our rejoicing is in our unchanging relationship with our Lord. Unchanging in the fact God never changes. My level of happiness, my level of joy is not based on my life, because that can always change day to day, but God doesn't. And so rejoice. You know, happiness evokes memories of unwrapping Christmas presents or a sunset stroll on the beach with someone you love and care about, laughing till you cry. Everybody wants to be happy. And that's a lifelong pursuit. In fact, the Constitution says the pursuit of happiness. And so people are looking for that all the time. They're spending money, they're collecting things, they're searching for new experiences. But all that is dependent happiness. What happens when the money runs out? What happens when your loved ones die? What happens when your health deteriorates? What happens when the party's over? Then oftentimes that happiness flees and despair sets in. So the question isn't, are you happy? The question ought to be, are you joyful? Joy runs deeper and stronger than just happiness. Happiness depends on happenings, but joy depends on Jesus. The joy will be there no matter what, if joy depends on Christ, because Christ will never let us down. God didn't call us to be happy. He called us to be holy. And so we can rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, so I can rejoice. Number two, I can refuse to worry. Be anxious for nothing. Or verse 6, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Be careful for nothing. Don't be full of care. But in everything, with prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. What a comfort. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's near us. He's with us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Lord is near. No anxiety needed, no full of care needed, no carefulness needed. Fretting and worrying indicate a lack of trust. We're not trusting God. We're not trusting His power. We're not trusting His wisdom. Worry is a sin. God knows what He's doing. He loves me, He loves you, and we can trust Him. It's so easy for us to start being worrying and being concerned about everyday things, even little things. But God says no. He says, you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. He says here in Philippians 4, in everything by prayer and supplication. Everything. Everything? School? Yes. Everything? Work? Yes. Everything? Home? Yes. Everything? Relationships? Yes. Every aspect of our life. Let your supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. You want to worry less? Pray more. When you start to worry, stop and pray. I can refuse to worry. And guess what happens? And the peace of God passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know what He answers with? Peace. And it transcends all understanding. The word peace there, and watch and will keep your hearts. It's a military term. It says it's going to stand like a guard. Guard your heart and your mind from anxiety and doubt and fear and distress. So I can rejoice. I can refuse to worry. I can remain content. Verse 11, I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. What does it mean to be content? It means I'm willing to accept a situation or comply with a proposed course of action. I can accept something as adequate despite wanting something more or better. Remember, Paul's writing this from prison. While in prison in Rome, that hardly seems to place to be speaking of being content and joyful. In order to get an idea of what the world thought of Christians, I want to read from the historian Tacitus' account of the famous burning of Rome. He said this, Nero fastened the guilt and inflicted most exquisite tortures on a class hated for their abominations called Christians. Christus, from whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of one of our procurators, Pontius Pilate. A most mischievous superstition, thus checked for the moment, again broke out not only in Judea, the first source of the evil, but even in Rome, where all things hideous and shameful from every part of the world would find their center and become popular. Accordingly, an arrest was first made of all who pleaded guilty. Then upon their information, an immense multitude was convicted, not so much of the crime of firing the city as of hatred against mankind. Mockery of every sort was added to their deaths. Covered with skins of beasts, they were torn by dogs and perished, or were nailed to crosses, or were doomed to flames and burnt to serve as mighty illumination when daylight had expired. End quote. You think you have it rough today? Oh, my friend. Paul spent years inside of dark, filthy prisons, eating filthy food, and his legs and arms and stocks stretched as far as they could. Oh, my friend, but he says, what's my secret? He said, I can be content. I can be content. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. All things. Difficulties? Yes. Going hungry? Yes. Suffering need? Yes. Battling inflation? Yes. Battling high gas prices? Yes. I know how the word for strengthen here means to put power in. I can do all things through Christ, which puts power in me. It's His strength that I can get through the good times and the bad times. It's in His strength I can make it to the next paycheck. It's in His strength I can make it through the medical problem. It's in this strength He gets me through the trial of this life. And I can get through to the next year. It's in His strength to get through these holidays. Through Christ, we can do anything. The power we receive from Christ is sufficient to do His will. We face any challenge that arises. We always hear, well, there's two things for sure. Death and taxes. But Job said there's another. Job said, for man is born for trouble as the sparks fly upward. Job is saying that as inevitable as it is that sparks off a fire go up, it's inevitable that the people are going to have trouble. You're going to have troubles. This next year may be full of troubles. You may have had some troubles in 2022. But how you handle those troubles is so important. How we respond in so many different ways. Do you respond in fear or doubt or confusion or sadness or depression? But all of those stem from worry and lack of trust. We can refuse to worry. We can remain content. We really can do all things through Christ. We don't focus on what we can't do, but on what we can do as we're empowered by Christ. He's the source of strength. Through Christ, a little boy can give his lunch and 5,000 be fed. Through Christ, Peter can put his line in the water and pull up a fish with a coin in its mouth. Through Christ, Peter can walk on the water. Through Christ, a storm can rage and Jesus can say, peace, be still. Through Christ, the lame can walk, the blind can see, the deaf can hear, the sick are made whole. Through Christ, we've seen God provide amazing things at our church. Souls have been saved. Lives have been changed. People healed from cancer and other diseases. The RU program and the miracle and the lives that have been changed and transformed. Missionaries supported. And the seeing God provide in unbelievable ways. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The fact that I can do all things through Christ, the fact that He empowers me to be able to do all things, that strengthens me. That's how we saw the people saved and baptized on dinner day. I've seen Christ provide. I've seen Christ guide. I've seen Him heal. I've seen Him empower. I've seen Christ do the miraculous. It is true. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us so. And that strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Will you trust that promise today? Will you claim it today? I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how deep the water is that you're in right now. I don't know the difficulties you're facing. But I do know this. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And one of those things He can do is save your soul. And if you've never received Christ as your Savior, I would beg you to trust Him as your Savior today. Call upon Him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And I hope you'll be able to tune in again tomorrow for our broadcast on Friday. And we look forward to a good time together there where I'll talk a little bit about the Supreme Test. And then, of course, we're looking forward to Sunday, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And that's always a wonderful, wonderful day. And we'll say more about that when we get together for our broadcast tomorrow. Thanks for those of you who support us from time to time. We sure appreciate your support and your prayers for us. And if we can ever be a help or a blessing to you, please let me know. And drop me an email here at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. And we'll be happy to help you or call the church office. All right? Well, listen, until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.